We out here. Today I'll be reviewing season one, episode 1 through 3 of Vinland Saga. So the episode starts off with Doris just laying down on the grass with his family, thinking about his new life after the war. Then suddenly he has a flashback of slicing a dude in half. Then he moves on talking to Doriko about a plan. And Dor's plan was that he wants Doriko to push the fort when Floki comes. Then this nigga Dor's just starts going on the kill spree. Shoots an arrow at a dude's head, like Green Arrow. Then Dor's jumps on another ship. I don't know why he's doing this and not playing basketball. And then kills 4 people. Then we get to the present where we see our main character of the show, Dorfin. And he's feeding the sheep and milking the cows. Then we flash forward to Dorfin in class, talking about the history of the world that he's in. Then it goes on, and Doris wants to be a warrior, like his father. Doris' daughter finds a slave in the snow, and Doris brings the runaway slave back to life. Doris ends up buying the slave, and that's the end of episode one. Pretty standard story. Wish there was more action. So episode 2 starts with the king ordering the Vikings to kill the villagers. And no one was safe after that. They burn the village down. Then we cut to Dorfin. And his friends are playing fight at recess. Dorfin hates the fact that he always goes down first in the game. Then Doris goes on the fact that he can't go to Valhalla if he's not a strong enough warrior. Dorfin's teacher is going to Norway, and he says it's not fun. He's not going for fun. He's going to trade in a stage wood goods and for wine. A ship of warriors showed up to attack the village. Then the Vikings bowed down to Doris because he was that nigga. The leader of the Vikings named Floki tells Doris that the king is trying to get revenge for his sister. And as a warrior, it's a good time then to get back in the battlefield. Then Doris says, listen, man, I'm a family guy now. I don't do that war shit anymore. Then Floki was like, oh, yeah, maybe we go tell Ashra real quick so you can smoke your ass in the next couple of episodes. Then Floki was like, yeah, man, you know, there's a war coming, and, all you guys are fighting in it. Dor says no, and then walks away. And that's when the villagers was like, yeah, man, you know, it's everybody's dream to die in the battlefield. Oh, I don't know about that. Dor was thinking about his old life before the family. When he used to be a menace in the battlefield. Dorfin knocks out one of his classmates with a stick. Getting exciting about war and shit. Then his classmate got his get back, got it back in blood, leading the Dorfin looking all pissed off as he wipes off the blood off his nose. Then men of horses show up. And that's when Thorfinn goes back home to open up Thor's chest and sees the sees Thor's weapon. And that's when Doors tell Thorfinn that you don't need a sword. Sword is a tool meant for killing and not just showing off and playing around. Plus, you don't have no enemies. You should just be focused on school and shit like that. So, episode 3 starts with Floki and Axelot talking and Floki explaining to Axelot how he thinks that Doris is a traitor since he doesn't want to fight. He doesn't want to be a warrior anymore for this war. Then Doris goes to the search of looking for Thorfinn. Then the ship sets sail to England. And Doris tells a story about his daughter. Then there's a whole ship of mercenaries on the other side with Astaroth. So Doris just sighs before jumping up into battle. Then Bo starts calling off. And the episode ends with Doris punching everybody in the face. My favorite part of episode 2 is when Doris gets that speech to Thorfinn about not killing and killing when you have to, and how he doesn't need a sword and doesn't have any enemies. To be honest, I just wanted some fights and I got my wish in the end of episode 3. The first 2 episodes was a slow pacing start to the story. But the story picks up in, like, the following episodes. To be honest, Floki is just there. How do we know? And Axelot is a demon. But before Doris went to go, Mike Tyson niggas in the other ship, Doris gives Thorfinn a sword and a dagger and tells him to kill when you have to, not when you want to. Overall, it was a good first 3 episodes. I need more shit to talk about. Can't wait for the next episodes, even though I know how it's gonna end up being for Doris. To be honest, I can't wait till Thorfinn just start this killing spree. I know it's gonna happen eventually.